Це Аллана сівсей шекер. А до рота цадик атак бігава вуз. What is this talking about? Те Аллана his darshaning, three lashanas те Аллана. Йтрахашан, йтпархан, йштаткан. Meaning, йтрахашан. Кмода атома. Вайомра шемилав, ми сам пела адамо, ми ясум илейм. So илейм means somebody who's unable to speak. So Yitrachashan is a lashon of a cheresh who never learns words because he's deaf from birth. Yitparachan is that it should be wrapped up and not able to be open, like it says. Kemodat Omar, hine anachnu me'almim alumim. What does it mean to be me'almim alumim? To tie together the stalks in the field. And you see that that's called elim. So te'alamna means wrap it up, meaning tie his mouth up so it can't be opened, like alumim. And yishtatkun is kishmoato. It's like the mashma. Te'alamna, that ishtaka milule, like we said. Right? Remember in the Vidarshan, what's the pshat elim? Elim, kemoda amri inche, ishtakel milule, elim. His words have been removed. That's the mashmaut of the Pashta 7. Hadovrot al tzadik atak. What's the pshat? Dovrot al tzadik o shalolam. Dvorim she'etik v'briotav. They speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the tzadik of the Yoylam, the things which he removed from his creations that they're not supposed to be available, knowledgeable of, right? So that means it's begava. Bavuz, don't go. Teach Madonna, Kabbalah, Garnish, Gava, Booz. Zeshu mitga'el omar, ani doresh b'maaseh bereshit. But he thinks that he's a mega'eh, he thinks that he's showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gaiva to people. Ve'ino ela kemivazeh. All he's going to do is cause bizoyim. Omer b'yos b'Rabbi Chanina, ha-mitkabed b'klon chavero, ino chelek olamah. Even a person who uses somebody else as a way of making himself look more chashuv, even he loses his chelek in olam. Somebody who uses HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kivayochot, to put HaKadosh Baruch Hu down and make him understandable, and he should be the one that's the grand interpreter of God for the world. So lo koshikein that he loses his chelek in olam. Mark Tiv Batrei, what does it say after that? It says, Ma'raf Tufcha Shetzafant L'Reyech, for those who fear you and don't give out, Seyrei Satera. Al Yihilo, we say, Al Yihilo B'Me'raf Tufcha. That's what it's saying. Ma'raf Tufcha, but this person, B'Gavah B'Buz, he should have no place in Ma'raf Tufcha. So he loses his chelek. Rabbi Yona, B'Shem Rabbi Levi, says, you'll notice that the Torah begins with a beis, and that means beis reishis. In other words, to tell me that a beis, out of beis, you have a briyas ha'olam, just like a beis. My bayit is satum mikol tzadav, just like a house is closed on all sides, and it's open, like the biases, the beises, patuach mitzad echad, it's open in that front. Kach, ein lecha reshut tedorosh ma'alam ma'alam ma'alamata ma'alafni ma'alachor. The base is meramis to you, that it creates a parenthesis, so to speak. Okay, here's the end. Keep going backwards until you reach the inside of the base. Now you have to stop. So the outside of the base points outwards from this point on. You can continue. You can be dorish, but you can't go back through the back walls of the house, which is also the remez that the Balei Kabbalah bring of the piece of the base that extends backwards on the bottom. So that piece of the beis is hachokma me'ayin timotze. So that piece of the beis is yonik from the ayin, which is before. But you don't have a right to follow it backwards. You can only stop at the tip of the beis. That's the chokma, Hashem b'chokma, yasaroi. The beis is the beis in that chokma. That's why it's connected to sukkah. All of the Medrash says, everything in sukkah is b'chokma. The beis of sukkah, the beis of bereishis is the sukkah. That's why the other remez is for the piece is that it has three mapitzas and it has a lot of is the little piece of the base.
Doesn't the Gra have a thing that the LC 750 misses the numbers in the
Yeah, that's the Tikkun Ezra. That's the permutations of the word Bereshis. Kach in the Farshus. So it's Kach in the Farshus at Lorosh Mahamal. Let's say, okay. Omrim Lebeit. Yeah, another reason that we start with the base. It's because you ask the base, Mibaraka, so where'd you come from? So he, the base, shows you that little tiny tag that's on the base, which is on the top of its lift, and he points to it, so to speak. The tag on the base points to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first thing you look at is a parenthesis, which you follow around, forces you to look up. So if you go upwards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umashimo, and if you ask him, who is that? Then he points to the piece that sticks out going in the other direction, which is a simen of ayin and a simen of aluf, which is aleph. So the Omer Hashem Shemo, Adon Shemo, because aleph stands for echad. Tovar acher lama bebeis, why do we start? Because beis is a lashon brocha. You don't want to use an aleph, which is arur, so an aleph is lashon arira. Maybe then ulayamod alabai. Kulayai. Rabbi Avu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So b'shteyot yod nivru. There are two letters, the yud and the hey. There's shtey olamot, olam hazeh, olam haba. Echad behei, ve'echad beyud. Actually, it says behi bara. That's my time, where do we see it? Because Hashem tzor elamu. With these two letters, yud and hey, we have two elamas. Ein anu yodim, ezen nivra behei, ve'ezen nivra beyud. Ah, but since it says Eilat Todot Shemayim Vart, behei baram, so behei baram. So that means that the Shemayim Vart of Olam Hazeh were made out of a hay, which must mean Olam Hazeh Nivra behei, Olam Hazeh Nivra beyud. Just like a hay is patuach milamata, and it's open on the bottom, that shows you, Rems Lechol Bo'elam Shem Yordim Lish'ol, that shows you that everybody basically is bound, doomed to die. Just like a hay has that piece sticking up and it points upwards, that tells you that means that when they go into their kever, there's still a basis for Tugas HaMesi. Here it should say the correct use, and just like there's that little opening on the left side. Somebody who fell out of the bottom of the world, the hay is open and allows him to come back in. What about the yud? My yud kafuf, just like the yud now is bent over on the top, so and it's small. So what does that mean? It's merames that kafu kovolya bayolam kafufim. Person has to not have gaiva. He has to be kafuf and be mekabel on himself near madin. And the fear for his mice. Nefku kol panim le'yerakon, it says in Yirmiyahu, that every face turns green thinking about the Yom HaDin. Kivan shera'a, David came, when David HaMelech saw that the osios yud and the hay were the basis of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, he'd feel the kaleis v'shtei otiyot. He also started to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with these two osios. So he said, Halelu ko, Halelu ade Hashem, Halelu Hashem Hashem. So that means Hallelujah, Bimahal the shame of Yud Kei, and that shame Hashem, with which he used to be buried in the Olamos. Reb Yud in the Siyah, Shalom Shmuel Bar Nachman, Ma'u Den Dechzi, what's the meaning of the pasuk that says, Solo the Rochel Ba'aravot, Bekar Shmo, the Ilzulufanam. So why does it say, Bekar? I mean, why doesn't it say, L'rochei ba'aravot, kar shmo. Or for that matter, right, yudkei vavkei. What all of a sudden the rochei ba'aravot is particularly connected to yudkei. Or my lesu, Shmuel Nachman told him, because ein lecha, kol makom makom, she'ine mumuna al bekar shelo. There's no place that you don't have and someone that's mumuna on the tsar of the Olam. Umi Mimuna, that's Baya. So Kor also is much of Baya, Vey, like we had in Yuma, where everybody started to cry. The Yetzirah, Baya, he's still here, what are we going to do? It's hopeless. Mimu Muna al Baya Shibikulam, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Bikar Shemo, that's a Lashon of Baya. So it uses an Lashon of Vey. That's in the Aramaic, what you say, Vay is Baya. Ki Kar Shemo, continues the Pasuk. Avias Amin, Dayana Manot, Elokim B'mon Kacho. So that means, that's the Pshat. All of the Tsar of Almonos and Yesemim and the Tsar of the world, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the one who uses his shame. The closest that he gets to the world is to those that are in pain. So that's the Bikar Shemo. Those who are crying out in pain are the ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the, that's the Gilui of his shame. Omarlei. So Rabbi Yonasi said to Rav Ben Nachman, interesting drasha. I can tell you right now that Rabbi Elazar Rab Chaloy at Darashkin. Your Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar, did not used to read the pasuk like that. He learned Solo L'Rochi Baravot B'Kashmo means that we should be Mishabeach, like we just said. That we should be Mishabeach the Yud Kei, because that's the Makor of Bria. What you're learning is that it's the Makor of the Chisar. In other words, we lost the Oisius Hashem. You're saying, we don't use Yud Kei Vav Kei, because Yud Kei is a siman to Baya, meaning that something is missing in the world. So therefore, Hashem is missing, which is a remes too. Baya, we had the base to tell me that that's the pain. The pain is Bikar, which is Baya. And your Rebbe said just the opposite, that Yud and Hey are the marker of both Olam Hazeh and Olam Habah. You're telling me to be Dershin on the Tsar. Ella, that's the Pshat now. So why are we now talking about Bikar, meaning that there's some type of limit before the Shlemus of Maisa Bereshis? There is. But that's the Simen is like a Moshe, a Melech Shabana Platin, the Mokom Bivin. That's when you have a place which was a sewer, or B'mokom Ashpot. You have a place that was a landfill of garbage. So Mishu Bab Omar Aplatim Azer. Oh yeah, remember the old days the cesspools were here. B'mokom Bivimu, B'mokom Ashpotu, B'mokom Sarayutu. Isn't that a pagam in the Kovet HaMelech? That's the pshat in which there's indeed a non-hashloma to the Bria, not because the Shem Hashem is miyuchet for what's not showing, but because kaidam lebria, there are elements of not showing. That's the point. And that should not be exposed. So kach mi sha'emer betchila. Somebody comes along and he starts darshaning what was before the island. So he says, betchila haya ayla mayim b'mayim. Like you were doing, relying on the Rav Papa. So isn't that considered to be a pagan? A razor poke? You should not be Megala what was there before. Another marshal is Le Pardise Shamel. Suppose the king makes this beautiful pardes, an orchard. Valia Benuyagabav. So he builds now an observation deck for tourists. They can come and look at his beautiful orchard. Okay? What does it say? Do not touch. Look, but don't touch. Alav la tzitz avalo liga. Look, but don't touch. So the same thing is true over here. Look at my separations. Don't touch it. Beautiful. Like unbelievable. The language is like so, it's always so contemporary, so alive. You know? Look, but don't touch. Like exactly what you would expect, you know, rainforest tour. You know? It's here for you to look at, not to make a mess out of it. So if you end up exposing things that are not supposed to be exposed, you're ruining it. Okay, we're holding today in Perik Beis, Halacha Beis, Chagiga. Yossi ben Yehoshua omer shelo lesmoch, Yossi ben Yochanan omer lesmoch, Yoshua ben Prakhi omer shelo lesmoch, Nitai Harvilai omer lesmoch, Yehuda ben Taboi omer shelo lesmoch, Shimon ben Shetach omer lesmoch. Shmei Yomer Lismoch, Avtai Yomer Shalom Lismoch, Hillel Menachem Lo Nekum. Yotzo Menachem Lepna Shammai. Hillel Omer Lismoch, Shammai Yomer Shalom Lismoch, Arishonim Ayu Nesayim, Vashiyim Avot Bidim. Rishona Lo Hayta Machlokes Bisrael, Ela Lasmicha Bilvad. This was the only time that we had a Bezdin that itself, there was like this group asking, I'll be the Rov. The only time that we had Bezdin Agoro were in Yuchulokim between the Nasi and the Avezdin, they didn't make Alokha Psukha, Al Rov Deus, because of that. And there were only two Machlokas. And until Shammai Vehillel came along, or one Machlokas, until Shammai Vehillel came along, it screwed up the world. Vasu Oto Arba. They made four Machlokasin, that's the how much the Shir of Chal is, Mikav Chal or Mikavayim Chal, Molehin and or Tishakavim versus Megabi Psul Mikveh, Dayan Shaitan or Mipkida Lepkida, and then Smicha. So now there's four Machlokasin because
of Idios, is that
And then we have Misha Rabu, now that was only Shammai Vehillel, then Misha Rabu Talmidei Veshammai VeTalmidei Veshillel. Who bechlal lost track of the truth? Loshimshu et rabbeim kol tzarchan. Then Rabu machlokas b'Yisrael v'nechlekul l'shtei kitot elu metamim v'elu metarim v'od eina atida lachzor lebekoma. We'll never get a time that people won't have machlokas and actually avod ben David until Mashiach. Reb Chiya b'shem Reb Yochanan says, you know, you see from here, Lotei Shvutz, Kala Bein Echa, why Sharei Smicha? You could correct yourself, Sharei Smicha, Eina Ela Mishum Shvutz, as we had in the Bavli, Menech Lekuale Avot Olam, all these Gedele Ador. Om Reb Yosi says, Emerish Adam Tzarich Lichvosh Et Kovdo. It's got to be that Smicha has to be done by pressing down with all of your weight. Dim Lokein, Ma'an Anamin, what usher liga bevehim beyontev? What there's an issue to touch an animal? What's the issue to touch an animal? The only issue is to be mishtamish with an animal. So if you're just putting your hands on the animal gently, there's certainly no issue. Hillel umenachem it says lo nechlaku yotze menachem v'nichla shamai. Very tantalizing sentence. Yotze leichan yotze. Where did he go? Yesh omrim mimidala midal yotze. Some say he went out. The Targus wrote, "V'yeshom rim kineged panav yatzah." Others say that he was forced to go out because he had to be mevatel the gezer of the malchus, and in order to do so, he needed to present himself to the malchus. Who ishvonim zug shel tamidei chachamim melubashim kirakei zahav? He put on these gorgeous clothes and made themselves very fancy. Shishchiu paneim kishulei kedera. Because the Maisa was a Klal Yisrael was in the lowest bottom pits. Gezeras and Malchus were turning Klal Yisrael into blackened pots. Shamrula Kiswal Karen Hashor Shenot Chelak Belokei Yisrael. We want every Jew who has a shor, that shor should announce and has no connection to Elokei Yisrael. Now Ananta Nina. Yehuda ben Taboi Nasi.
No more about that story?
No more about that story here. Anantanin Yehuda ben Taboi Nasi v'shimim ben Shetach Av Bezdin. It says, Rishonim ha'yu Nasi. Right? So apparently Yehuda ben Taboi was the Nasi. Shimim ben Shetach was Av Bezdin. But it's interesting that Is Tanoi Tani Yomachu. If there's a Tana who says just the opposite, that Yehuda ben Taboi is the Av Bezdin, Shimim ben Shetach was the Nasi. Not the Omer Yehuda ben Taboi Nasi Uvdad Alexandrim Sayyala, the whole Maisa that we had in Sanhedrin. With that wild story, we're going to talk about some of it over here, that Yehuda ben Taboi was the Nasi from this Mice in Alexandria, that Yehuda ben Taboi, Abba b'nei Shor, b'nei Yerushalayim, b'om, mamnite Nasi b'Yerushalayim. So Yehuda ben Taboi, people in Yerushalayim wanted to appoint Yehuda ben Taboi the Nasi. And he wanted to run away from the Nasiyas, he didn't want to be in a matzah for Ribonut. So Orak Vazor of Alexandria. So he ran away to Alexandria. So they wrote a letter to the people in Alexandria. Yerushalayim Agdola, the Alexandria Aktana. You know, you may think you're hot stuff, and you know, like you're the big place with the millions of Jews and all the money, but you're just a little sister. Admatai Arusa Yoshevet Sechem and Yoshevet Aguma. How long am I supposed to sit here with my fiance wrapped around you. So send him back immediately. Wild, huh? So Piresh Matego Ilpa. So he decided, okay, he's going now from the Yabasha. He went into a boat in order to get back to Yerushalayim. But anyway, so apparently he went back, which means that he was the Nasi. Omar. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabroi, he said, he was staying by a woman, but it was the name of the Devorah. So Devorah, Marta, the Beit, the Kabbalah, Ma'abit Chasida, Chasera. The woman who was our Balabayit, by whom we stayed, just like Elisha. What does she need anything? Yes, the guys in the yeshiva. Is there anything that she needs? I mean, everything that she did for us was perfect. One of his talmidim thought, this was of course the mice with Yoshke, we bring his son Andrew. So one of his talmidim thought, he was saying, she's not chaser anything, she's so gorgeous. How can you get a girl so beautiful anyway? So he says, yeah, Rebbe, but you know, in Avishavra, I mean, her eyes like look a little bit weird, don't they? Omar Lay says, you, Russia, Hatartegabo, it's two things that you did that are disgusting. Chodetechashtitani, I'm over here, but Cheshit me that I'm talking about how beautiful her eyes are, what a beautiful woman she is, it's disgusting. Vechodetechashtitani, how do you know even what she's an Eshazish? How do you know what she looks like, Bechlo? So, Ma Amarit, you think I was saying that Yoy Beruya, that she's a beautiful piece? That's what I'm saying about her. You idiot. Lo Amari de la Ba'udha. I'm saying, what is she chasera in her Meisim Tevin? She's a tzedekes. The Kohasigui. See, he got very angry on that Talmud. Vyoza. And that Talmud left him. And decided maybe it's going to start a new religion. But what do you know? Mandiyamar Shimon ben Shetach Nasi. Now, the other Mandiyamar also wasn't Yehuda ben Tavoy, it was Nasi, but it was Shimon ben Shetach. He has a Raya from the famous Mice in Ashkelon, which was trained Chassid and Aviv Ashkelon. So there were two Chassid and Malkun Kekada, the Shotin Kekada, the Laibi Araisi Kekada, and they used to, they pooled their funds, and they would eat and drink and learn together. Then one of them died. So people were not gemel chesed, meaning there was no proper kvura and hesped and so on. So the correct verse is meet bar ma'on moches. Then this guy, a famous guy, who was very rich and everybody needed him, and he was in charge of the tax collecting in town, and he died. But tell it, because everybody closes their business, they come to the funeral. I mean, the next guy that takes over has to know that they're very in favor of the tax collectors. So everybody goes to be Migmala Chesed. Shoreu Chasida Mitztair. So the other Chasid, his friend, was very in pain from the Maisim. Revive the laceless Soneim de Yisrael Klum. What does this mean? The Klal Yisrael doesn't have any Schus? And he says it, of course, in the Lashon Sanginor. What did the Mechabed was showing, and the Chosid that was sitting and learning his whole life, and the Mechabed, he's Chagalei Bechamus, he had a dream where his friend appears to him, the Omare, and he says to him, Lotivzi b'nei marech, don't be mevazah the children of your master, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kind of busy, you're being ma'er dinam on Klal Yisrael, because then, avat chodachu levazah bo, this guy, referring to himself, Chosid says about himself, I did an avera in my life. Because of that, they weren't mechabed me, and that was a kapor. V'dein avat chadatiku v'azava. And this guy did one good thing in his life, and this was his old schar. So believe me, it all works out. It all works out. But what did he do? Ma avat ahu chasidu? What avera did he do? We know who it's referring to. We know he didn't do an avera. No, he did an avera. Pamachas hit in tefillin shorosh and tefillin shayad. Amen. Once accidentally he came to tefillin shorosh first before tefillin shayad. Terrible. Because of that, he had to be mischaper. Umat Yivo Avad Bar Maon Mimoches. What was the mitzvah that he did? I mean, we know him. Chas Le'Avad Yivo. This guy never did a good thing in his life. I mean, how can you say he did something good? He didn't do mamish mitzvah. What happened was that Chas Le'Avad Avad Aviston Le'Bul Bataya. So one day he made this fancy meal for all the bubbles of the meaning the sorin. The Lord on Achlune, nobody showed up. Omar, so he said, I'm not going to throw it out. Yechlune miskinaya, the Lord Yachlin, and better that it should go into the garbage pill, send it to the Salvation Army. That was his schus. The East Army, I would say it was another Meisah. The Meisah was that once he was going to the market, Beshuk Aviyofa, the Nofa Menechan Eagle, and a one roll, fell out of his basket. The Chomer had miskin. When Asim was a guy, an Oni sees it and takes it. The Lo Amalekulum, he Barmon didn't say anything. He didn't want to embarrass him. The Lo Mesamke Apuye, he didn't want to turn his face red. So he let him have it, and because of that, that's why he was there. Basi Yuma, some days later, Choma U Chasida LeChasida Tavre. He has another vision in a dream of his friend, who is Matayo Gugani, Gupardesin, Gumavuin Demui. He's going around this beautiful Mamish and Ginais and Pardesim and the springs of water, and he sees all of this. And then he also sees, the correct verse is, the Chomel of Bar Ma'on Mochez. He sees this Mams of this Bar Ma'on character, Lushono Shotet Alpianor. He sees Bar Ma'on, who is just, he's dying over here of thirst. He's sitting at the edge of the water, ready to drink. And he can never get to the water. He's always just there, like a guy in a desert, looking at a at a receding mirage. And Velo Mati never gets there. So that's his own edge. There's always a sense of, right at the edge of what I could have had, and never able to get it. The Chomel Miriam, he also saw this famous Miriam, Bat Alei Betzalim, who was the daughter of a guy who was known as the onion leaves. Reb Lozer Bar Yossi says what he saw is Talia Bechiti Bizaya. That is
the Church of Mary Magdalene.
Uh-huh.
Is onion skin domes.
Oh, that's right. It is. Wow, that's very amazing. Wow. Wow. That's right. They have onion skin domes. My God. And that's really weird. Wow. Anyway, so they saw her hanging by her nipples. That was her punishment. That was always like the big thing in her life. So she was hanging by them. Reb Yossi ben Chanina Amar, that wasn't her onish. Her onish was that the doorway of Gehenna, it's got to have somewhere to turn. I mean, what's the...
It's going to be the hinge?
The hinge. Where does the hinge stick into? Remember, the hinges in those, they stuck in. So they use her ears as the bottom of the hinge of Gehenna, and tear the Gehenna, Kaviyah Be'udna. So she's the one that has it in her ears. Oh, Marlon. So the living, of course, it says, that's pretty bad. So he asked his friend, boy, what did she do? Lama Dar Kane, why did she get such a terrible onesh? So Omar Lay, his friend told him, because Avitzaimu Mefarsima, she used to make herself into a big tzadeketz, and she always carried on with her taniyot, and let everybody know, the big tzadeketz is fasting today. She used to have a tinnitus for one day, and then then she had 2 days of orgies. So this was sort of like a dispensation before. You do true in advance, and then you get 2 days.
Balance. She's looking for balance.
Yeah. No, this is the church does this. You can be machaper in advance. They have this idea. There's a special word for it. Whatever it's called, you do tshuva in advance. And then you build up your schuyas, and then you can be chayta.
You can
use it. Yeah. I forgot. It's an idea, but Omar Lon, so the chassid who was living, he asked his friend, not Emati Fein, how long does she have to have this einik? Normalis, he told him, Ad yaiti Shimon ben Shetach, until Shimon ben Shetach comes, meaning that he dies, and then we'll be able to pick up the door out of her ear. Vadan Marimin Lon, mean go Utna, we take it out of her ear, and we put it into Shimon ben Shetach's ear to take her place, but meanwhile we got nowhere to go. Shimon ben Shetach is a tzaddik. Why do you want to do that to poor Shimon ben Shetach? Well, Marley, because he said that in anam isamid anam akto chashaya. If I become the nasi, I'm going to kill all the mechashvim, all the witches. I'm going to get the witches. The famous story of him and the witches, right? Fantastic story. They had to make a ballet out of it. Voice, and we'll see. It's not a ballet. Sure enough, he became the Nasi. This is Araya. That Shimon ben Shetach was the Nasi. He's the Mice of Ashkelon. And the witches are still going around and witching. Velota koto chashaya. The East Mani Nashim Charishayan. There's 80 witches that Yavingo Ma'arta, the Ashkelon, the Kavlin Alma. They lived out there in that cave out of Ashkelon. They're ruining the world with their kishuf. I tell you, he's doing nothing about it. You better warn him what he's going to come to if he doesn't take care of this.
Politicians promising.
Oh, exactly. Oh, my lord. I'm a doctor, the governor, Sire, I said, I'm Nina. I mean, why would he believe me? He's the Nazi. I'm some little guy. He'll think I'm crazy. On my last, the chassid, his friend who was dead, told him, well, tell you this much, Rebbe, if he believes you, he's in good luck. But if not, in law, what you could do is like this. Omar hadein simanacha kumoy. I'm going to give you a mefes to do in front of him. That hab yotcha al einach v'afka v'chazer v'chazer. Put your hands on your eyes. Your eyes will come out into your hands. Ramesh Lebaisna that we had with and then vichos, and then they'll go back in. Ozavutani layuvda. So he goes and he tells Shimon ben Shetach the Maisa. Boy mevet simone kamoi, and the chassid wanted to do this mofitz. But Oshav, the Shimon ben Shetach didn't allow him to do it. Omarla, he said to me, you don't need to do any mofitz. I know that you're such a chassid. You can do greater mitzvah than taking your eyes out. And the truth is that it's not only, I mean, even if it hadn't been told to you in Hashemayim that this was true, how would you have known? Because Bepumi lo amarit, I never said this. I never announced my intention to kill the Chashaya. I wasn't a politician. I said it in my heart. So the only way you could possibly know about it is if they told you Menach Shemayim, believe me, Chashavit. So what do I need a raya? Obviously, you know what's going on. It must be true, Meisim. Miyad Omad Shemim Atrefa B'yom Sagriya. So what did he do? He took, on a rainy day, he went to Ashkelon. V'dati V'vaytunit Guvan B'chir. He took with him 80 really good looking guys. The Yoyev B'yadayim T'muni Levushim, Nikiyim, he gives them 80 beautiful clean suits. And he puts these suits inside of waterproof pots. Yavirengo Kederin Chadatim. And then Kefinim Al Resheim, they take the pots and they put them upside down over them. And they meanwhile protect them. They don't look wet. The clothing doesn't look wet. And Omar Lon, Shimon ben Shetach says to them like this, In Tzaforit, Chazman Lafshe Levushech, when I whistle once with my whistle, put on your suits right away. V'im Tzafirit Zman Tinyan, then when I whistle the second time, you are all to enter the cave, all at one time. So just listen carefully to the whistles. So, V'im Tzafirit Zman Tinyan, Unikokim Kechal. Okay. So then, if a kiva da'aton halalin, the moment that you come in, kol chad v'chad min kon yigov chada, Every one of you grab one of the witches, lift her up off the ground and start to dance. Because the iske da den karsha tatalatina min ara loyokalavatkun. Because these witches, if they're not standing on the ground, they can't do anything. They have to be attached to the ground in order to have power. And then we'll get them. This is a beautiful ballet. Can you just see it? You hear the music going. The whistle in the background. They're coming in with the beautiful clothing and so on. So, Amar Lahan, because all of the Kimwe Altir the Marata, so they, Shimon Meshetav is there, standing at the door, and he says to them, Amar Lahan, Uyam, Uyam, Piskanli, Demiditchuna, I am one of you, open the doors, Amarle. So the Mechash would say to him, how did you get here if it's pouring? Oh, you think I can't walk between the drops? I was walking between the drops. I am a great wizard, completely dry and fresh. What did you come here for? I've come to teach and to learn. Kol moti yavid madu chacham. Each of us will do whatever he knows best. Each one of them told him another issue in Kishuv. Mighty Pita, one of them brings magical bread. And one of them, Vechada Amra, Madi Amra Mighty Kupa. Another one brings meat. Another one says whatever it is she says, and she brings Tafshilin. And another one says whatever the heck it was she said. And Maisei Chemar, she brings wine. And Amr and Leis, and then they say, okay, what can you do? Oh, he says, what can I do? I whistle twice, and you get the boys. I'm going to bring you 80 beautiful boys, toy boys for you. Oh, you are going to have fun. And they are going to have fun. So they said, wow, yes indeed, Canaan and boy, that's exactly what we want. So Tzopar Chodos Man, so he gives his first whistle, they all immediately put on their beautiful clothing. Love Shema Mosheim, okay, gives them 2 minutes. He says, okay, girls, ready? Okay, here comes the next whistle, Tzopar Zman, Daninan. All of a sudden, they all appear. Omar, so Shema Meshetach says, okay, every girl choose their boy. Kol Demati Afkom Zuge, just choose the boy you want. And they're going to lift you up and play the Tanunun. So they lift them all up, and the Azim Tzavunun, and they hang them on a tree, and that was the end of them. A great story. I thought he's better than Tchaikovsky any day. Hang on, we shall see the Shimon Meshetach ballet. Isn't gorgeous? Fantastic. Hadi the Tanunun. That's what it's referring to in Sanhedrin. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that says, Moshe Shimon ben Shetach Shetol Anoshim Ba'ashkelon. So, you see, it's a whole question whether Anisha is supposed to be needless or not. So over here it says that they were Tola. So he brings a Raya, the Blessed brings a Raya that Anisha is needless, except that she doesn't face the arm, she's needless facing the back. Here it says that they hung them up. Okay, so he brings a Raya, that's how it was no Gehler mission. But this is the background of the story. So they say that's not a riot, it says over there. Shwanim Noshim Tola. Look, obviously this is not standard, because Ain Dunenstein the Omechon. How could it say that he dealt with 80 women in one day? You're not even allowed to deal with two people. You can't deal, Bezdin can't deal with two people. Young Echad, Chayvin Mises Bezdin. Obviously, the whole thing was a Hira Hashem. Shoyis Hashem Tzricha Lekach. That was the whole reason. And Hashemayim, there was so makbid that it was a big, big pagam. The halal to the world, it says, it was Chor Ma'alma, so he was doing it as a tikkun of Shah. And there you can't bring a riot from a Hirasha. Tony Omer of Elazar ben Yaakov, Shamati, Sha'onshim Shalok Alacha, Onshim Shalok Torah. I heard that also Hirasha, you can do whatever you need to do, which is Shalok Alacha, and is even against it in the Torah. Ad Eichan, how vite? Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Yossi Amar, Ad Kedei Zimzum. What you can do is that even if the only thing that Bezdin heard was a buzz, we say in English, amazing. In Hebrew, it's thing washers. A buzz. It's a buzz that this is going on. I don't have any proof. I don't have any witnesses. I have a buzz. So I'll say, Rasha, I can respond to a buzz. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the alien, a buzz, you can't do anything. You need to have alien. You could say that you could kill somebody without a sraw. That's shalokadin. But you have to have absolute proof that what you're doing is true. I mean, you don't have a right to go against Avis. I mean, it's Mitzvah, but Shiatsu Lavera. Rachuv al Sosob Shabbat. It's a guy who was riding his horse on Shabbos. Maybe you're the best of Sekhlu. They brought the best and they killed him. How did they kill him? Alo Shvusav. I mean, it's only this Drabonim. It wasn't even a Machal Shabbos. Well, how did they kill him? El Shaita Shatsu Kalakach. It was getting a time, it was a time of Shmad, and people were becoming porous of Chilul Shabbos, so they had to be, stand up for Shabbos. Shuv Maisa Be'erka Shiyotz Ladera, V'ishto Imo, a guy goes out with his wife, and Upanale Akhori, again, there isn't a park, and behind the guard there, and he's sleeping with his wife, Satsachav Imo. So you say, your guy, is he doing it his service? I mean, hey, you'll have to sleep with your wife. But it was a priestess. Every other best and they'll cool. They gave him Malchus. Well, he stole Avis. What is he doing wrong? It's his own wife. El Shanagas Rabbi Bizoyan. Since at that point people were being porous, bichlal, in sexual issues, they felt that it was necessary to be Magdir Tznias. So they gave him Malchus for Tznias, even though his mom is against the halach. If they hit somebody for nothing, they hit him.
They didn't beat her.
But he said, what did they do?